Hey Sailors, I'm Justin.
And I'm Marcella.
And this is Sailor Manga, the podcast where we become the true Sailor Guardians of manga by reading some of our favorites and reviewing them to our heart's content. Happy Manga Day, Marcella. How the hell are ya?
I am giddy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be starting this fucking manga that it feels like we've been talking about for 3,000 years.
Huzzah!
It is here. Today we will be starting Rosenblood, and what a journey it's gonna be. Y'all are in for a treat. Y'all need to know about this manga. Y'all need to respect this manga. Y'all need to devour this manga, dare I say. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's good.
We love it.
Back in our shoujo bullshit. And yeah, ready to fucking go. Yeah, we're going to be starting volume one. There's 5 volumes of Rosenblood. There's 5 chapters each volume, except for the final one, which has 6 because it's special. So that's exciting. But first, we got to settle moon news before we dive in, before we sink our teeth in, dare I say.
You dare.
So Marcella, what you got this week?
Some mentions. So I have been, gaming wise, I've been getting back into my comfort blanket game at this time of year, which I've talked about on another podcast a long time ago, but it's called The Long Dark. I've mentioned it to you before, haven't I?
Yes.
And it's basically a walk-through survival game. Not a lot happens. You know, sometimes you're just sewing patches into your clothes and boiling snow to drink. But you're the only person in the game, along with a bunch of hostile wildlife, which, you know, mostly you try to avoid until you have a decent gun. But then, you know, you have to be... You can't just go around shooting everything. It's not that kind of game. Because, you know, there's limited ammo. And when you run out, you run out. Mm. Currently avoiding a wolf, which is in the way of where I need to get to. Your main enemy in the game really is the weather. Because you're basically just in the Canadian wilderness. And, you know, you got to keep an eye on the sky. Because, you know, if a blizzard comes rolling in, you're basically fucked.
Right.
There's a lot of resource management, but it's so good, and the music is just wonderful. I'm sure I can get hold of the soundtrack, actually. I might have to look into that. It's just so cozy and cold, and just, you know, you're just on the brink of starvation all the time. It's wonderful.
I need to look into it because it sounds really fun.
Yeah, you can't. No, you know it's not. You know it's first person.
And I know.
You can't customize your characters. You can't. I mean, you can to a certain degree. You know, you pick up a pair of long johns or a windbreaker, you know, but you can't dye it pink. You can't, like, crush some berries and dye it pink. It's just, it is what it is.
Honestly, add the feature.
And you're really dressing for warmth over style.
See, I don't know if I can get behind that mythos. I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you want to dress for style, that's fine, but you'll be dead.
Well, at least I'll be cute in a pink jacket.
As a bear ravages your corpse. Yes.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, honey.
So that's just my little shout out to The Long Dark by Hinterland Games. We love Hinterland Games in this house, or I do at least. Manga wise, I finished volume 3 of Spell of Desire. I've got 2 more to go. I'm holding off buying them only because I'm currently reading another book with words in.
Ooh, word books.
Yeah, I'm reading A Court of Thorns and Roses, which you said you'd heard of.
Good old ACOTAR. Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
Yes. So it's actually by, do you remember, you started reading it, but I don't think you got into it, but it's by the same author who wrote those books. God, what were they called? With the...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Elf. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's her. So this... Air
of,
that was...
Throne of Glass or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's it. Throne of Glass. That was it. So it's her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the author. So that was her first series. This is her second, which I think has been more successful. Definitely. So I'm reading that because I've just seen so many people talk about it. And I enjoyed the Throne of Glass series, but I kind of had a bit of... I kind of went off it because she, in the first book, she was really pushing for this kind of like love interest. which I was 100% behind. And then by book three, she just randomly changed and she started clearly favoring this other person to be the love interest. And I was like, oh, hell no. And, I kept hoping it would switch back and it didn't. And I was not happy. So that kind of ruined that series for me. So I'm going to try to not get too invested in any of the love interests. Okay. So I can be open-minded. In this series, that's what I need. Assuming I enjoy the first book, of course.
Yeah.
And then I've just got music stuff, really, which we can kind of like just throw in together, can't we?
Yeah, we can do that. That'll work.
But we have to talk about quickly Ali X's new album that's coming up.
Because, I'm so fucking hype.
Yeah. We heard the second song, didn't we? And we were like, okay, she's sticking with this 80s synth pop.
Mm-hmm. With like dark themes. And it's like, okay, bitch, sign us up.
Yeah. So the hype is hyping.
It's called Girl With No Face. It's named after the second track, which I like better than the first one.
I like it equally, but it's the same, but it's very different, but
yeah.
Oh, I can't stop listening to it. It's so good.
So good.
I've just had those two tracks on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. I'm so excited. It's out in February.
It comes out the day after my birthday.
Is shaping up potentially if Rep drops in February.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big
February. And I'm also seeing the 1975 in February.
Oh, that's right. Oh, shit.
February will be it.
It always feels like it's it for me, but I'm biased.
Excited. What about you? Well, I mean, we can do the Taylor stuff together, but what about you? What's your main news?
Okay, so let me start keeping in the music vein. Aespa and Stray Kids.
Oh shit, I forgot to listen to them.
That's okay. Because in my opinion, both of these releases are kind of skips, in my opinion.
Okay.
So Aespa came out with their new comeback, their fourth mini album, I believe. I don't know what number this is for Stray Kids, but they both came out on the 10th of November. And here's the thing. For both of the their releases, which I think is really, really interesting, I only liked three tracks from each. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and I believe that they had, I'm just pulling it up right now, I believe they had seven each? Aespa had seven, and Rockstar by Stray Kids had eight. Yeah, there's only three for me.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so for Aespa, it's literally the first three tracks.
Yeah.
Which is Drama, Trick or Trick, and Don't Blink. They're the only ones that I think are any good, personally. I mean, the other ones are fine. Yeah. The other ones are fine. They're just not it. Drama's my favorite.
Yeah.
Drama's the standout for me. It's also the title of the mini album, Drama, because it was giving very Reputation dark synthy when it was like being teased. The rest of the album's kind of it's throwaway for me, but the first three tracks really good. Now with Rockstar, I also only like three tracks. But my favorite is Megaverse. It's the first song on the album.
That's the one I have listened to, and I thought, this sounds really good.
It's fucking it, bitch. My next favorite is probably Complex, which I forget what they say in the song what it's a combination of.
Okay.
It's like comfort or complex and flex. I don't know, whatever. That one's pretty good. I like it. And weirdly, Blind Spot is more mellow.
Okay.
But I really like it.
Right.
The rest of the album, again, I didn't even bother downloading.
Oh.
I was like, I'm good.
I'll listen. I wasn't keen on La 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 La, which is the single, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Bothered about it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I'm very confused because they literally feels like they just came out with Five Star.
I swear to God they did.
And now they've got this. Do you think it's because they were at the MTV Music Awards and they won, and they're just trying to like capitalize on that and just like get stuff out?
Yeah, because Five Star was 6 months ago.
Quantity ain't always quality.
That's true.
Unless you're Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that was it. Wish I could mention them more, but yeah, that was really it.
Well, I wish I could join in, but I kind of forgot to.
Honestly, if you don't end up listening to it, it's understandable.
I forgot. Ali X dropped her new track and
she blinded us.
Added that to my rotation of Golden and the 1989 Vault tracks. So
perfect.
I'm in that, you know, vortex.
Yeah. So what else do I got? Oh, speaking of gaming, I got into a new game this past week. I think it came out on the 2nd or the 3rd or something, but I got it the other day. It's for the Nintendo Switch, because y'all know I'm a Nintendo fanboy. Mm. It's called Fashion Dreamer, because can customize your outfits.
Yeah.
So this game is not for everybody. Do I think it was worth the $45? No. However, have I played, 10 plus hours of it? Yeah. It's really simple. It's like you're in a digital world and you have these avatars called muses. You can have up to 4 of them and they all share like the same wardrobe. If you, it's like one account, I guess, basically. But you can have 4 muses. I've kind of built my own lore around them. They're 4 best friends.
Yeah.
And they're all like in some way, shape, or form obsessed with fashion. Don't worry about it. I can create my own story, honey. Don't worry about it. But anyway, you literally just go around. There's like these different, there's 4 different quote unquote worlds.
Mm-hmm.
They're called cocoons, which I think is really cute.
Cute.
And they're all named like there's Cocoon Hope, Cocoon Act, Cocoon Fun, and Cocoon Love.
Aww.
Yeah, they're really fun. My favorite one is Hope, which is coincidentally like the first one you unlock. It's like the main world. But like Act is like a underground neon subway New York rave sort of scene.
Right.
Fun is very bubblegum castle in the clouds, birthday cake kind of area. And Love is like futuristic.
Oh.
Very cutting edge, sharp, like sort of like a futuristic mall is like the setting of Love.
Okay.
Hope is my favorite because it's even though it is kind of generic, but it's like fashion-y and like bright and like it's like New York in the daytime, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas Act is like New York in the nightlife. Mm-hmm. But you just go around, you can play online or like with the NPCs, but online you get more outfits. So obviously I'm playing online and you can go around and you can like people's outfits and that means it adds to your closet.
Okay.
So literally you can just be like, oh, I love that outfit. And you just go up to them, like their outfit and it gets added to your closet. And then when you get, once you level up, by making outfits for people and taking pictures, like doing photo shoots. And once you have enough points, you can take like, let's say like a leather jacket and you can customize it to any color you want. And you can do the detailing on it and stuff like that. So you can make your own outfits, which gets you more likes and level up and it levels up your brand. You can have your own showroom where you show off your own outfits.
Okay.
And people can visit them. So there's not a whole lot to the game. I think I made the credits roll in like 4 hours. But I keep coming back because I'm like, I want more clothes in my closet. And then people can, when you're offline, they can make outfits for you and you can end up liking them and that gets added to your closet. So it's really calming. It's very minimal. It's not stressful at all.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And there's like free update. There's a free update coming in December and a free update coming in January. So it looks like they're going to be adding where you can like make your own collection and like go to a runway show and like show off your collection. I'm like, ooh, I'm here for that. That sounds fun. But yeah, it's just really cozy, calm fashion.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've been making pink everything, if you can suspend belief for that. I've got like pink leather jackets, pink high heels. I made a pink and black cow print boot.
Oh, God.
It looks so cute. But yeah, I'm having a good time. I want to make like collections because I want to do
Chad
like,
is loving it.
Yeah, I want to make like an Evermore collection, a Folklore collection, a Midnight collection. I want to make like Taylor collections and then maybe like branch off and do like an Usagi collection, a Ray collection.
Cute.
So once collections get added, I'm hoping it like really amps up the game in a way.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's really easy. Easy to pop in, pop out, which I felt like I've needed. So it was just fun.
Nice.
What else do I have that's not Taylor related? The only thing, literally nothing but one thing, and that's we celebrated Alan's birthday this past weekend.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Yes, happy birthday, Alan. We went to... Well, he got his hair dyed for his birthday, so he's super blonde. Well, he's more golden blonde, but he's blonde now. Serving Johnny Quest realness. I love it. So we got everybody together. We went to the bowling alley, which was a lot of fun. And then we went to dinner afterwards, which was amazing. We kind of shut the place down because we got there and they were only open for another hour.
Oh, no.
And we were like, uh-oh, hate to be those people, but they were really nice. We tipped well, or at least, I don't know about everybody else. I tipped well, because I was like, sorry, we're here late. And it's just a good time. However, side effects from going out and being older than 30. I have this horrendous, like, sprain / crick in my neck where I can't move my head a whole lot because I was sitting at this table where trying to talk to friends by turning to my left and then trying to watch people bowl by turning to my right. So I was, like, constantly pivoted my neck.
Yeah.
Yesterday was by far the worst. I could not move my head like at all. It was really, really bad yesterday. It's a little better today, but it's still quite painful today. But yeah, that's what happens when you go out after 30 and you do something that your body's not used to, which is moving my head like a swivel.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that because it doesn't get better. Because on Friday morning, I pulled a muscle in my back getting out of bed. You know, just getting
sounds
up.
About right.
And it was so painful all day that when I kept breathing in, if I took a breath that was too deep, I was getting like pain flashing across my back and then round to my front under my breast area. That was quite painful. I was thinking this was it. I was, getting my affairs in order.
Damn.
But then I woke up Saturday and felt okay. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
There you go. But yeah, just the sheer act of just getting out of bed, you can injure yourself when you're in your late 40s.
Well, that's like when I was, all I was doing, remember when I had my whole foot thing and I literally was just cleaning the bathtub?
Yeah.
And I like couldn't walk for like a week. Stupid. Anyway, that's really all I got other than Taylor stuff. A lot has happened.
Welcome to geriatric manga. Your hosts are permanently injuring themselves from just living.
Welcome to Sailor Grannies. literally.
Yes, Taylor, sorry.
Yeah, so a lot's happened. A lot has happened.
Yes.
I just wanted to say a brief condolences to Anna Benavides' family. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but I just wanted to start that because holy shit, what a tragedy.
Yeah, I know.
Like the fact that someone passed away at an Eras show because of the heat and like what seems to be like huge venue negligence.
Yeah, massively.
It's just, it's awful. And it's just terrible. So my condolences to her friends and family, because God, what an awful thing.
I was watching the live as well, and I could see Taylor like handing water out, like throwing water bottles to the crowd. And they were chanting, water, water, water. It's so upsetting.
And the fact that the venue like closed the ventilation so that it was even hotter inside the stadium
to sell water, they wouldn't
to sell water.
They wouldn't let people take even closed water bottles in. That is, they've got a lot to answer for.
Yeah,
inhumane.
It's crazy. And I know that there was someone on Taylor's team who was like handing out water. He's kind of gone viral on Twitter and TikTok, and like the venue people were telling him that he wasn't allowed to, and he was doing it anyway because he's like, there's people in front of me who are like dying of thirst. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
So he was doing it anyway, which God bless him for that. But yeah, it's crazy. The shows we're talking about are the Rio shows. There was, well, there was only one so far. This past Friday, the Saturday show yesterday from recording got canceled or postponed to Monday. I don't, do you think that, that they're going to cancel all of them for this weekend? Because they're supposed to be a show tonight and Monday.
Yeah, I don't, I really don't know. The venue needs to get their fucking shit together.
Yeah, because like, I know that...
people have to take the fall for that because that's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Like someone's made that decision.
Yeah. I know that people were saying, I was following one of my favorite artists, you know, Aleph, right? Aleph on Twitter.
Yes.
Who does
like
the Kingdoms skin.
Yeah.
He was there yesterday. And so I was following his Twitter update and he was like, they're allowing water in the venue now. It's being ventilated.
Oh, are they? So that's good.
But Taylor still canceled it because of the weather, because it was so
even hotter.
So I don't know if it's gonna happen or not. People have you, I don't know if you've seen, but there's people being like, specific fandoms, I won't call them out, but specific people being like, oh, the Swifties never need to talk about blank again because look at what Taylor's doing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, someone just passed away, maybe have a little compassion and like not go to be like, oh, we're attacking Taylor because she didn't do XYZ. It's like, maybe let's focus on the fact that someone died and let's take a breath. I've been seeing some of that and I'm like, this is disgusting. So that's been happening. But anyway, on to a little bit nicer Taylor news. I just wanted to reserve space for that because it was really important in my opinion.
And completely
just crazy. But the shows the week before that were insane in Argentina. Y'all know we were on our full DeLulu.
We were.
And some exciting stuff was happening, even though Rep didn't get announced.
Yeah, but it was still worth it because we saw so many little hints and it was amazing.
We did. So we need to talk about us being on Discord chat. When she was doing the speech for Surprise Song on night two. Because we were losing our goddamn minds.
Yeah. I was hyperventilating, dry heaving.
Oh yeah, I was literally losing my shit. Because Taylor was doing the Surprise Song section. And I think this was night two. And have we done a podcast since since she did the Chiefs line?
Yeah.
We did, right?
I honestly can't remember.
When did we last record? Let me pull up my calendar. No, we recorded on the 10th. So no, we haven't talked about that. We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, we were watching the stream and she's like, you guys have just been so great about my re-records. And we're like, and she's like, we put out two this year so far. And I was like, we were like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening.
Because this is what she does when she goes to announce another one. She knows what she was doing. She
fucking knows. And she was like, and you guys have been so gracious with them. So she ended on so, and then the crowd started chanting Reputation.
Yeah.
And then she's like pausing and like looking around and like trying to understand what they're saying to the point
she's
where
she's like, what?
What? She's like, what? And
she was doing the Pedro Pascal, like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And I guess someone told her off stage or, you know, near the stage that like, oh, they're chanting Reputation. She goes, oh, she's like, now go stand in the corner and think about what you did and starts Better Than Revenge. You fucking bitch.
Yeah.
We were losing our fucking shit. We were like, no, no, no. And it didn't happen.
And
so
it was a no. What really bugged me the next day on TikTok, people were like, oh, she was going to say something, but she got interrupted. And I'm like, if you think that she would like halt the release of Reputation just because the crowd were chanting,
No, because she would have played into that and be like, oh, so I guess y'all are psychic. So let's look back to the back of the stage. Like, she would have played with it.
Yeah, exactly. She's not going to be like, you know, cancel it.
Well, that's canceled. Yeah.
Just because because the crowd are getting excited. And then there's some people being overly goody-goody, like, oh, she's literally just put out 1989 TV and people aren't ever satisfied. They want more. It's like, oh, calm down. You're not going to get invited to a secret session. You don't have to suck.
So true.
Stop trying to be so goody-goody.
See, here's my problem with that. It's always the ones who have gotten their favorite albums re-record already that say that type of shit.
Yeah.
Because cut back to, let's say, their 1989 stands. Before 1989 come out, you were doing the same exact fucking shit. But now that you have 1989, it's not okay for the rep or debut. Well, I mean, I feel like there's not very many debut stands. But for the yeah. rep stands, because we're still doing it, it's not okay.
I get it. Yeah.
Like, go
completely. Yeah.
But anyway. So that happened. Night two, also Travis Kelce was in attendance.
Yes, in the most god awful shirt.
He was in an off. I can try to wrap my, as a fashion queen, I can try to wrap my head around certain garments. However, this was not one of them. It was hideous.
It was
atrocious.
Truly awful.
Clearly he only bought that dress so she could rip it off, because it needed to be on the fucking floor.
I think that's why at the end, you know, when she runs to him and throws her arms around him, she's trying to cover up his fashion mistake. She's not.
She's like, you need to cover up. I'll cover it up with my bodysuit. Yeah, seriously. But during Karma, oh shit, did I not have said that? Sorry. I was like, that's a spoiler.
Oh no, I know the last track. I know the last song she does is Karma. Don't worry.
I was like, fuck, did I slip up? I've been so good. Okay, during Karma, she changes the line, Karma is the guy on the screen coming straight home to me. And she changed it to Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. And collectively, we all lost our goddamn minds. Holy shit. And seeing Travis's reaction and like the dancer's reaction, because clearly it was not planned or talked about at all.
But then he said on the podcast that he had an inkling that it was coming.
No, I can believe that he had an inkling. But
he didn't know that she would go through with it. The dancers didn't know. Yeah. I think she might have like teased him and said, oh, I'm going to change a line. And he was like, oh, haha, okay.
Yeah,
and then when she actually did it, he was like, fuck, she did it.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah. But yeah, that was really fun and cute. However, with that kind of stuff, there's people being like, she's never done this before with her relationships. And yes, she fucking has.
She has.
So I just wish people would have toned it down a little bit. It's like, you can be excited, but let's not erase the past. It has happened before.
Let's not erase Joe. You know, he was there for a long time. And, you know, they were very much in love.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get it, you know, it's great to see somebody in a new relationship. But all these kind of like, Taylor wants to be engaged by the end of the year. It's been 4 months. That would be ludicrous for anybody.
A little much. Yeah.
And they're like, she wants to be able to start a family as soon as she finishes tour. It's like, who is...
Oh, I haven't even seen this. That's crazy. Where
are you getting this information from?
Yeah.
It's on those bullshit blinds that you see. It's a load of... Oh, I fucking hate blind items.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But to end the Taylor talk, welcome back to Rep DeLulu, because...
Yeah.
We've gotten some significant hints from Taylor Nation that I really think it's on to something. I really think it's on to something.
Yeah.
Truly. So Taylor Nation tweeted on the, what was it, the 17th?
Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. The 2-year anniversary of the I Bet You Think About Me music video.
Mm.
They tweeted about it. And specifically, we're talking about the cake in the video.
Yes.
This is weird for two reasons. Number one, they didn't acknowledge the re-record as a whole. The 2-year anniversary. They skipped that and instead focused on I Bet You Think About Me music video anniversary. That's weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Oh, yeah. I've picked up on something. Well, I haven't picked up. I've read some things about that, but I'll see if you've picked up on them as well.
Probably.
As you tell.
So they tweeted about that. And so they were talking about the cake. And so my thought immediately goes to, oh, didn't the cake have 26? On it, which it did. It had 13s and 26s and 26s, which both of us have tried to make sense of all the numbers on the cake, and we can't quite figure out the code. But taking it at face value, 26. Taylor has a show November 26, which is 11/26.
Yeah.
In Sao Paulo. It'll be her 66th show. And it'll be her 6th show in Brazil, assuming that they don't get canceled from time of recording. So, first of all, that's just very interesting. Second of all, it'll be her last show of the year, meaning it's her last show before New Year's Day. So, the rep is repping.
It is.
It's lining
up. What about the 666 as well? Did you mention that?
Yeah, the 66th show.
Yeah, sorry. I missed that bit.
Yeah, so, and like when she announced 1989, it was the last show of the U.S. leg.
Yeah.
So, the math is mathing.
There's more.
Okay, tell me.
So, this is going back to the numbers on the cake and that whole I Bet You Think About Me music video. So, that was tweeted, the post came out. It was the 14th that they did the post for that to celebrate it.
Okay.
Now, from the 13th, remember 13, that's when they started doing the surprise merch drops.
Oh yeah, we forgot about the surprise merch drops.
Yeah. So on the store they're doing, and every day they've been bringing back you know, a sort of an older item and releasing it as a surprise, doing it every day. And they've been doing it. It's kind of been like a bit like an advent calendar, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. It kind of has been.
So that started on the 13th. Yeah. 13 days from.
Is
the 26th.
Fuck. And that would make sense of the 13s and the 26s.
Yeah. And it's like an advent calendar countdown to the, and it all points to the 26th.
Oh no.
Are you ready for more chills?
Oh God, okay.
Okay, this got me super excited. So the I Bet You Think About Me music video, you've got to think about the little pause in the music video where she stops singing and they do the dance, yeah?
I might have heard about this, but keep going.
And all you hear are her footsteps, like the introduction to the rep set.
Yes, I did hear about this. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's so really fucking weird. So next weekend, we're really going to be on high alert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
Literally.
We have to have another DeLulu night.
I know. But speaking of the surprise drops... she also implemented some brand new items. I guess it's being labeled as like for the holidays, like here you go, whatever. But bitch, there hasn't been new rep merch for probably like a year, if not longer, because I check the rep page more than I'd care to admit. And there's only been five items there for a long time. And of all the things that she could release with brand new merch, she releases this fucking hoodie.
Yeah.
On the front, it has Taylor Swift echoing six times. First of all, six. Don't think I didn't clock that because I sure the fuck did. And on the back, it says, there will be no explanation. There will just be reputation. And I'm like, bitch. I mean, I know she loves that line because she's talked about loving that like thesis line for the album. But I'm just like, we see you. We see you.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, if we get to the 26th and she announces debut, I'm gonna be so, honestly, it's gonna be hilarious. But I'm gonna be so like, Taylor, I need a word.
Yes.
I need a word with you. Because none of the signs are pointing to debut.
They're not. I'm still can't believe we didn't get anything else for 1989, to be honest. Or Karma. I don't know.
A double drop or nothing.
Who knows? Let's not put all our eggs in the rep basket because there's still other.
No, and you know why? Did you see that picture that Aaron posted a little while ago? Not today, but like a couple days ago or whatever.
Which one?
So he posted a picture of Taylor in the studio, his studio, and she was wearing that orange argon sweater.
Oh yeah.
And when we saw her in that several days ago, it's like we were like, oh, that's the same day. So she's recording something with Aaron, and wearing orange, which we know is the color of Karma. So I'm like, is
and the confetti had orange in it as well.
Right, that's right. People were talking about how there's orange confetti added now. So it's like, are we getting TS11/Karma before rep or debut? Like, what the fuck is happening? happening.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And the lights turned orange as well. I think I mentioned that on our previous one.
Yes.
They went from blue to orange. It was, oh, it was, yeah.
So good.
Are we going to discuss the tweets?
Travis's tweets. I wasn't going to. But we can mention them.
I feel like we need to just touch on them.
Okay.
Because, and we're not here to judge at mm-hmm. Sailor Manga, particularly we're not here to judge people who, for something they did 10 years ago. I hate cancel culture completely. Mm-hmm. But why did they not get him to delete his social media when this started?
Well, everything that I've seen that he's tweeted, I haven't seen anything bad.
Oh,
Are there bad things?
I got you.
Okay.
You know I've got you. Buckle up.
Okay.
Because there has been some hilariously funny ones, which have me questioning his level of education. But there have been some bad ones as well that okay. people are trying to cancel him for, of course.
See, I've only seen like the funny ones.
Oh, okay. Well, I have the screenshots, but I would like to preface this. Like, I do not judge people for what they did a decade ago when they were 21, 22, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, he's obviously grown a lot as a person.
Yeah.
And everybody has done stuff in the past that they're not proud of. Right. You know, as a society, we grow and we're still continuing to grow, and we can still make mistakes and we can still learn from them.
Exactly.
So I'm not judging, but I do feel like that. But I am going to tell you because, you know, I'm here for the tea and the drama.
Tell me.
So let me get to them.
Because literally the most infamous one I saw is he doesn't know how to spell squirrel.
Squirrel, I know. And just the memes of people saying, you know, Taylor was writing All Too Well 10-minute version and this guy can't spell squirrel.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Right. Okay, here we go. Ha ha. I'm going to read it without the spelling errors and without the poor grammar, but
okay.
just take for granted that they have poor spelling and poor grammar.
Got it.
Ha ha. I just caught myself judging every person that walked past me, whether they were ugly, fat, funny looking, sexy. Ha ha. I'm tripping.
Okay.
That one. Then we have, I feel like if you want to be a cheerleader, you have to pass a beauty test.
Ooh.
There's too many ugly cheerleaders out here, shaking my head.
Oh yeah, that one's not great.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Why can't girls hide their back fat? That shit is nasty.
Oh no.
Travis. It gets worse.
How did I not see these? Oh no.
I think they've tried to bury them as much as possible.
Hmm.
You have a 4.0 GPA and you mm-hmm. forget to bring your keys to find your car. Even 4-year-old girls with autism know that you bring your fucking keys. LMAO.
Oh, Travis.
Travis. Oh, God. This is a bad one. They slow as hell because their parents have been talking to them like they were R-word since they were babies.
Absolutely not.
And then these are the final two. Brace yourself.
Oh, God.
As a man, you have something wrong with you if you go for girls that weigh more than you. And then finally, ha ha, when fat people fall, it's like slow motion entertainment because they never just fall. They always tumble and gradually hit the deck. Hashtag comedy.
Wow. Okay. So not great.
Yeah.
A lot of superficial commentary.
A lot of I'm 21 bro in college bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this was 2010. Although it still was 2010. So you'd kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. He was in college. That doesn't excuse what he's saying. But I mean, people do grow a lot in 10 years. So I will give him the benefit of the doubt. But again, that's not great at all.
Not the best, is it?
No. Oh, Travis, why?
And why am I not surprised?
I could definitely see him tweeting those things, especially 10 years ago, 13 years ago, whatever. Yeah, I it makes sense.
But I'm a Matty Healy fan, and I spend my life justifying that people can make mistakes and change and grow. And I for one, can't, you know, I'm in no position to judge anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody is.
Yeah, and I will say, like, the whole Maddie situation really opened up my eyes about, like, taking things at face value, like, that people say online.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
really
a lot of it, a lot of the Matty stuff, yeah, and a lot of the Matty stuff was born out of, yeah, like, some things he did say and do, but a lot of it was taken, like, you know, it was taken out of context. I know you can't really take these Travis tweets out of context because it is what it is.
Right.
But, like, the podcast thing, people were saying, oh, he said this and he said that, when in reality he actually never said anything. It was somebody else that right. said it, and then he mm-hmm. laughed, and his laughing at that was inappropriate. But a lot of it was like, oh, Matty said this, and it's like, no, actually he didn't. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one of his the most infamous things was the thank you Kanye, very cool, which people right. are like, oh my god, he's sticking up for Kanye, when the reality of the situation was he was actually reading a tweet of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And we know that Donald Trump said thank you Kanye, very cool, and it was a lyric of his song, and the whole final verse of that song is him, the lyrics are Donald Trump tweets. Mm-hmm. So it isn't Matty saying it, he was repeating what Donald Trump had said, and that was the whole satire of it.
Right.
But people were like, oh, Matty, he said this, and you know, it's like, well, he didn't. So yeah, people
it's just not great.
Get caught up with an idea, or they hear something and then they don't bother to, you know, look it up themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, there's no getting away from this shit because he tweeted it.
There's still some bad things in there for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, Taylor herself as well, she's, I mean, look at the lyric changes.
Yeah, that's true.
For some of her songs, you know, she's said things too.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Name me a person who hasn't.
Yeah, I agree with that. We all say dumb shit, especially when we're younger. It happens.
Yeah.
And we grow from it and we learn from it and we do better in the future.
We do. And we try. And then sometimes we mess up again. And you know what? We mm-hmm. learn from that as well. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, I had to read them out because.
No, thank you. Because I hadn't seen a single one of those. I just kept saying, squirrel.
the squirrel one. I do like the sound of his Olive Garden order though. I love a chicken fettuccine.
Oh. I missed that one too.
Oh yeah, he was just talking about what he was going to order when he went to Olive Garden.
Like before he even got there?
Yeah.
That's funny.
But you know, I didn't want to like not talk about them because I didn't want to be seen as, because obviously we're huge like fans of Taylor. I didn't want to be seen like we were like ignoring them.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Like
that's
pretending that they didn't exist when they do.
Well, no, that's a good point because like I said, the only reason I was like, oh, I wasn't going to is because like I'd only seen like the silly, fun, quote unquote funny ones. I haven't seen any of these. So no, I think that's
I know. Yeah. I don't think these ones are as, apparently there's like a homophobic one as well, but I haven't seen that one yet. So I can't judge whether it's there or not. I know.
Not me Googling it.
I know, I've Googled and I can't find it. So whether or not
really?
It's true,
ooh, they
I don't know. It could have been buried, yeah.
Hmm. Oh no, not me seeing some more bad tweets. Mm. Oh, Travis, no.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you always talking about women and how they look?
Yeah.
Oh, Travis. Anyway.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure, you know, thankfully I don't have to date him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it.
Yeah. God bless. Well, on that note, should we talk about someone we do want to date?
Yes, please.
All right, y'all. Let's get into Rosenblood. Let's start with the volume one cover, which is this gorgeous maroon.
Oh, yeah.
Background. And we see one of our new characters. I won't give their name, but they've got dark black hair. There's some rose petals falling. And it looks like they're eating this like little orange-red crystal. Blood
very
orange,
karma.
Dare I say. Yeah, very karma. Yeah.
And their eyes as well, and their skin.
Oh yeah, their eyes are red, skin very pale, very interesting, all clad in black because of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the volume one, like, insert page.
Yeah.
Another new character, a woman this time. It's not in color, but just to give you the, I have seen this in color. Have you seen the color version of this?
Yes.
So she's got, like, very light blonde hair, purple eyes, which I love that combo. And she's wearing this really nice red dress. Very pretty. It looks like there's blood on her chest. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But she's got these gorgeous gloves. I love the gloves. The outfit honestly is amazing. And there's like some roses and thorns around her. Looks very pretty. And then we get to the contents. We're going to skip over that. But then the chapter cover page, I really love too, because I love how symbolic this is going to turn out to be.
Yeah.
Because there's these butterflies roaming around. There's these thorny vines around her, but there's multiple sets of hands around her as well. There's a set of hands around her head and like her hair, and then she's got a different hand in each of her hands. She's wearing this very corseted, I think it might be the same outfit.
It is, yeah, it's the same outfit from the previous from before. Page.
And there's a rose covering one of her eyes. Very pretty. I'm sure it'll be posted on Sailor Manga Pod, so go check it out if you haven't already. And then
the chapters don't have names, do they?
They do not have names. They're just chapter
but we
one.
We will come up with them.
Oh yeah, don't worry. And then we get immediately into the action. It starts immediately, and buckle up, because it's going to be a wild ride for the first 10 pages. Okay, so we start our scene in a very, like, darkness. Let's just say darkness. And then we see this girl, it looks like, and a hand is reaching out to stroke her face. It looks like she's lying down. There's some thorns behind her. Rose petals are falling. And there's some text that says, "With a single kiss, the prince captures the princess." And then in the next panel, we see what looks, it looks like a kiss, but it's more than a kiss, because it looks like someone's putting blood into someone else's mouth. Yep, that's what is happening. And it says, "It's as if you, a complete stranger, have bewitched me and bound me in sweet chains." And we see this hooded figure licking their lips as they move away from the girl. It's almost as if this blood exchange has already happened and they're moving away. And then we see the girl starts to open her eyes and is thinking, "So sweet, wait, more," and reaching out their hands to the hooded figure. And then we see her, the hooded figure has their back face to her. And the hooded figure starts to walk away, and she again stretches out her hands and says, "Who are you?" So that's a little intro. And then suddenly there's a gasp.
Oh, it's been a while.
I know, right? It feels very classic Sailor manga. And we see this girl waking up in bed. She's got blonde, light blonde hair, purple eyes.
Wait, what?
I know, right? And it zooms out of her, like, gasp as she sits bolts upright in bed. And she's in a room that she doesn't recognize. Yeah. But the room is very pretty. Everything looks very ornate, very old, but very distinguished, I guess is a good word to say. It's a beautiful room. And it looks like someone was there next to her bedside, because there's a rocking chair very close to the bed.
Yeah.
And she says, "A dream? Where am I?" And
she's naked, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I forgot she was nude. Yeah, she's completely naked. That's very important. She's sitting upright in bed and looking out the window, because she's, again, she has no idea where the fuck she is. And she's thinking, "I was in a carriage." So the last she knew, she was in a carriage.
Yeah.
And then from, I guess, from the other side of the room, she hears, "Good morning." And she turns her head and she sees a man with pale skin, red eyes, and short black hair that is in his face, because he's very emo that way.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing a very, the best way I can describe their clothing is like Victorian chic.
Yes.
It looks very Victorian tight, but it's also kind of fashionable at the same time. It's very pretty.
Yeah, I love it.
And this guy says, or rather, good afternoon.
Paul greeting me when I wake up.
I love it. And she says, who are you? And he just stares at her. And then that's when she realizes, fuck, I'm naked. And there's a guy staring at me. And she goes, Eep, where are my clothes? And she like covers up with the sheets on the bed. And he says, they needed washing. Interesting. Because remember, she remembers being in a carriage, but that's it.
Mm.
And then she says, give them back. And he says, feel free to wear them after you've washed and dried them. And then he says, now then. And it looks like he stands up. I'm assuming he's standing up now. Yeah.
Yeah.
He stands up and says, now then, my name is Levi Ruin. What's yours?
Levi Ruin.
Levi Ruin me daddy. Let me tell
you. I know,
you.
I was going to say, you're already ruined.
I am ruined. Just blown out.
Oh,
just 100% already ruined. So she asks, or he asks, what's your name? And she's thinking, what's with this guy? Not how, why did you bring me here? Where the fuck am I? She's just like, wow, he's so weird. Anyway, I'll answer his question. Very blindly trusting the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But she tells us that her name is Stella. Good old Stella. And he's thinking, as in star? And then he says, what an odd name. And she goes, it is not. And then he's like, how do you feel physically? Again, she's not asking the right questions, but she's going to answer all of his.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, physically, I fine. Nothing hurts. And then she thinks, my sister, my only living relative, died and left me alone.
Oh.
Yes, very interesting. So that insinuates that her parents are already dead.
Yeah.
And as Levi stands over her, just sort of watching her have a fit and not ask any of the right questions, she's thinking, I found a job as a live-in maid. I was in a carriage en route to the house.
Okay.
So now we're learning that she was going to a job. She just lost her sister. She found a job as a live-in maid, so she would have somewhere to live, but also be able to work and earn money.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was in the carriage, and then question mark happened. And she says, is this Mr. Raison d'etre's residence? I don't know. It just looks on. It looks like raison d'etre. So I just decided to pronounce it that way.
Yeah.
So there you go. And Levi says, I have some bad news. And she's like, and he says, your carriage met an accident in the middle of the road. The coachman was dead when I found him.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It's getting sinister.
Well, at least we kind of getting a little bit of, you know, context for what's happened.
Right. Yeah. And then she says, but how? What happened? And he says, I don't know. I was just passing by. Focus on the fact that you were rescued. Seems a bit fishy. And he's like, anyway, for now, get some rest.
I wouldn't be able to rest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, same. It's like, wait, what? What happened?
But I'm not a shoujo character, so.
Yeah, that's true. We asked too many questions to be in a shoujo manga.
Yeah.
So she grips the sheets as Levi starts to walk out of the room. And she's thinking, this can't be. I can't even afford to hire another carriage. So she spent all of her money banking on getting this job. And then, of course, en route to the job, her carriage gets attacked. Yeah.
Mm.
So before he's out of the room, she says, Levi. And she's like, please, let me work here.
What?
She immediately is like, give me a job, daddy. Oh, God. Not that. I mean, honestly, I can't say anything. I'd probably say the same thing. But anyway. So then he just stops in the doorway and he just... Oh, no. Okay. I was about to get out of line. Don't worry. Okay. So he just stops in the doorway, but then you just see like a shot of outside the bedroom or assumingly where Stella is.
I think this is like a tiny bit of time has passed.
Yeah. Like she's getting ready or getting dressed finally.
Yeah. We assume he gave her the job that didn't exist until she asked for it.
Yeah. They weren't looking for a maid until she was like, hey, me be maid, please. So then he's like, don't dawdle. And she's like, coming. and she's in a maid uniform because, of course,
they had one just in case.
Just lying around in her perfect size, of course.
Maybe she was already wearing it. Maybe that was the outfit that she had on that needed washing.
That makes so much more sense.
Okay.
Yeah, because he did say get some rest, and then she asked for the job, and then they waited for the clothes to be dried and done. Yep, that makes more sense. I like that. Okay. So then they start walking around the house because Levi's giving her the tour. If she's going to be the maid, she's got to know the layout of the house.
Mm.
And she's thinking, I wonder, as Levi says, here's the dining area. And she thinks back to that quote unquote dream she was having at the beginning when someone was kissing her, giving her blood, you know, that whole thing. And she's thinking, were those lips on mine a dream? Something so sweet and luscious filling my mouth. If that was Levi, what was going on? And we see her being a little dazed and blushing, touching her lips, thinking back to the exchange. Mm. And then I love this panel that just focuses on his mouth as he goes, hey, I don't know why. I just love that it's just his mouth. It's so interesting to me. And then he reaches out and like holds Stella's face in his hands, like to make her look at him. It's like, okay, sir, you don't need to be aggressive, but also like, oh my God, you're so aggressive.
In real life, have some boundaries, please. In the show, Joe.
Yeah, get the whip. Yeah. And he's like, are you listening? And she's like, yes, I am. And he's just like, because he knows she's not listening. And we get this shot of the dining room with the dining table. Looks, again, very ornate, very pretty. And Levi says, the table is so dusty. We haven't used it in a while. And she's like, you haven't used it? And she thinks, they don't like to eat together? Because she thinks that's weird, which, you know, that's fair. Mm. And he's like, come on, now this way. And he says, here's the kitchen. It leads to the courtyard. There's a storehouse, too. Feel free to use it. It's eerily empty. Oh, no, maybe that's her saying it's eerily empty.
Yeah,
because the kitchen doesn't look like it's very well used at all. No. Suspicious. We don't know what's going on. You know, there's blood and teeth and stuff, but you never know what could be going on.
It's a mystery,
yeah. So she's following Levi. I guess they're going towards the courtyard. And he says, if you need fruit, ask Frederick. He grows some. Not that.
Frederick. Sorry, I have no idea who this Frederick is.
Levi says he's usually in the flower garden. And they come out of this beautiful door with it looks like it has a rose seal on it. Very Utena.
Oh, yeah.
And we see like the rose garden looks very beautiful. And he's like, watch your step as they go down the steps. And she's like, wait, Frederick? Here's your moment, Marcella. And then we see some hands coming out of the bushes, it seems like. And then suddenly, a man is wrapping his arms around Stella. And he goes, you called. And she's like, eek! Because there's this man who, okay, for context, Frederick is supposed to have like mid-length silver hair. We're not vibing with that.
No.
He has like light to dark brown hair. Preferably light brown. I see it as light more brown. Light brown.
Same.
What color are his eyes? I actually don't know.
They're red as well.
Oh, they are? Oh, of course. Yeah, they're red. Yeah, of course. So yeah, there's your visual of Frederick. I think he's a little bit taller than Levi in my mind. I don't know if they've ever really shown it, but I just see him as a little bit taller than Levi.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to run with that. So he still has his arms around Stella, and he's like, nice to meet you. I'm Frederick. Sorry, I just have this certain way that I think Frederick talks.
Okay.
And he's just very like into himself, but he's like, I'm Frederick. And I don't know, he just seems, anyway, whatever. Okay. And she's thinking, that scared me. And Frederick says, are you the new maid, little bunny? And then he's like kissing her ear, nibbling on her ear. And he's like, what's your name, cutie? And she's like, hey. And I love that she's just like not really pushing him away. That's very important, by the way. She doesn't push him away. And she's like, it's Stella. And his hands are sort of going in between the like knots of her corset on her maid uniform.
Very inappropriate.
Very inappropriate. And she's thinking, his hands. And Frederick just has this childlike grin on his face. Just, he's loving it. Just so enamored. And he's like, Stella, I feel we were destined to meet. What a lovely name. I bet Levi's jealous. And Levi's like, leave me out of this. But also is not stopping him.
No, he's like, kind of got this typical Frederick look on his face.
He's like, there's Frederick again doing Frederick. And Frederick says, and such exquisite pale skin. So enticing. And she's like, could you let go, please? And he's like, you know, got his hands on her face and like... And she's like, that's cold. And she's looking to Levi and thinking, don't stand there, Levi, help. Because, yeah. But Levi's just crossing his arms like, that goddamn Frederick.
I know. Like, stop the man. But don't.
And Frederick says, your scent is irresistible. I want a taste of you.
I mean...
Why am I getting into Frederick all of a sudden?
I don't know. Is his voice that deep?
I think so.
Okay.
I see him as deeper than Levi's. Levi seems more higher to me. Yeah.
Oh, see, I had it the like other way around.
Frederick's like down here. He's like more soldier. Like, hey, I'm Frederick.
Oh, see that? Oh, no. Don't put me off him. I've been stunning the guy for months.
Sorry.
Oh. Don't give me the ick.
See, and I'm kind of liking Frederick with the deep voice. I'm like, oh my God, Frederick, stop. Oh, God. Okay. But then finally, once Frederick says, I want a taste of you, that's when Levi's like, Frederick. Mm. And they have this stare down. And then I can just see Frederick rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
And he like whips from behind Stella to in front of her and grabs her hand. He's like, apologies, my lady. And he brings up her hand and kisses her fingers.
Mm.
And he says, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Very
and so
sweet.
Yeah, after all the sultry. Okay, anyway. So then the three of them go to this like little bench area in the garden. It's very nice. And Frederick pops out one of these like little candy looking things.
Mm.
Little, I'm trying to think of like the size of what they would be. They're like, you know, those little strawberry candies. You may not know what I'm talking about, Marcella.
No.
But like, they're like little strawberry candy looking things.
Okay.
That's what I imagine. I can't think of anything that like would definitely be the size of it other than that. But anyway.
I'm thinking like a Murray Mint, but you might know what that is.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. But just, they're like little candies.
Mm.
Like half the size of a finger, I'd say.
Yeah.
Maybe a third the size of a finger or something.
Whose finger, though?
I know. It depends on the fingers, I guess. So he pops one of these like little candies. And Stella is thinking, how pretty. Is it candy? If it's not candy, what the fuck do you think it would be?
Yeah.
Like, what else would he be popping in his mouth? That's not... Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
So Frederick is popping the candies. And he says, where's Gilbert? Oh, Gilbert! Oh, God, I forgot how much I love Gilbert. Anyway, Levi says he hasn't left his room. And Gilbert. God damn it, I got Gilbert on the brain. Frederick says, I see. And then Frederick looks to Stella and says, little bunny, dangerous men live here. I'm warning you, don't let anyone but me gobble you up, okay?
Okay.
And he winks as he like slurps this candy seductively at her. And then we get like a little bit of a time jump. We see the outside of what looks like to be a glorious mansion/manor sort of thing.
Bigger than Sugar's mansion.
Yeah, this is an actual mansion. Mm. Like, yeah, because Sugar would be like, oh, my little cottage. And it's like a 4-level dwelling. But it looks really pretty. Lots and lots of windows. And we see that Stella's sort of narrating herself, but also she's talking out loud at the same time because God bless Stella. We see her. She's like, not washing. What's it called? Cleaning. Cleaning some windows. I couldn't think of the fucking word. She's cleaning some windows.
Wiping the windows.
Thank you. And she's thinking, I couldn't reach my original destination, but. And then she says out loud, I'm grateful to have work here, but I wonder why the carriage ran into trouble. And she has to be saying this out loud because a voice is about to respond to her.
Yes.
So she starts thinking this, but then she's thinking out loud, which at least she is asking, she's not asking them the question, but at least she's asking herself the question of, exactly. What happened? So then she hears it got too close to this residence. And she's like, huh? And she turns around and coming down the stairs are some fashionista fucking boots, bitch.
This is very slow motion Reputation Tour intro because you just hear the clock.
Yeah, the clocks. And she's like thinking, oh, wow. And it's revealed that they're like thigh high boots that are laced.
Mm.
And we see the twinkiest of twinks.
Oh, yeah.
Super thin. Again, Victorian chic, but like I love the boots with like the thigh straps. I mean,
yeah, like suspender belts.
Yes, exactly. They're so good.
And then the short shorts.
Yes, like the leather short shorts. I mean,
with the low slung belts on the hips.
It's incredible. Honestly, it's so good. And this guy has short, like platinum white hair. Very, very light. Red eyes, though.
Yeah.
Wonder what that could mean. And Stella's looking at him and thinking, he's so beautiful. Perfect as a doll. So he's giving porcelain.
Mm, definitely.
I imagine if, so you remember the show Glee? Chris Colfer, if he had platinum white hair, would play this role so beautifully.
Yeah, I can see it.
It would work. So the twink smiles at Stella and says, I'm Yol Helger. Call me Yol. Good old Yol. So we've met three different men, but we already know that there's at least one more named Gilbert.
Yes.
More on him later. So Stella says, we got too close. What do you mean? And Yol says, come look outside. And he like shows her like the surrounding landscape of the manor.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, this is a lakeside manor surrounded by a forest of thorns. It's said this deep forest captures people and drinks their blood to produce its scarlet flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it kind of reminds me of Maleficent. This one scene in Maleficent where you see like the thorns covering the castle. It looks very like that. Like it's almost keeping what's inside, but also keeping everyone outside away.
Yeah, definitely.
And Yola's pointing and says, look at all those blooms. That's where you were. The thorns keep anyone from coming near. Perhaps the coachman strayed from the road and was caught.
Mm.
And then he says, last night, a crimson full moon filled the sky, a moon that lusted for blood. And we see an image of this alleged crimson moon.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you were lucky. If we hadn't found you, you might have been eaten too. She's like, and he says, vines encircling your delectable white skin, stealing color for the flowers. They'd have consumed you agonizingly.
Damn.
And it's almost like I can hear like this crescendo of dramatic music when he's explaining this, but then all of a sudden it goes like to happy music. And he's like, you'd best be careful with that irresistible scent of yours. Like it's like anyway, not that serious. Everything's fine and dandy like sour candy, which we have surplus of. And Stella's taking this in and then asks her own question, which good for her, finally asking some questions.
Yeah, still not the right one, but
not the right ones. Nope.
She's getting there.
She's learning. She says, but you're all able to go outside safely. And Yol says, the thing is, those thorns love us. And he looks he's got like his head in his hand. It looks very like lackadaisical, just like very flippant of him to say.
Yeah.
But Stella's taking this in thinking the thorns love them. It's very interesting. She's like, what does that mean? And he stands up. He does like a little clap because he's very eccentric and very gay, in my opinion. And he claps his little hands together and he's like, oh yes, don't worry about my room. I'll clean it. I'm writing a book and would be embarrassed if you saw it. Keep that in mind. He's writing a book. And he just like kind of waves her off as he like goes to his room. And she's just like, okay. And he turns back around and says, don't come in. Okay. Very like teen telling his mom, like, don't come into my room.
Yeah.
And Stella's thinking, so cute. Such a child. But she smiles at him and says, got it. Oh, it's so good. So then we cut to, I guess we're doing the rest of the tour, even though she was already cleaning.
I guess.
It's like, okay, so here's the areas you need to know about. Clean those first, then I'll tell you the rest of the tour. because Levi's back and he's like leading her around the house now again. And he's walking down and says, here's the receiving area where we gather to talk, though we haven't lately.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting. And Stella, or he says, all of our rooms are here. The spare rooms are empty and don't need cleaning. And
what about the dust?
Yeah, I was like, what about, yeah, the cobwebs? Like, there's going to be grime and shit that just happens with the house. But Stella's thinking, it's huge for so few people. And I love the click, click of their footsteps going down and really adds to the ambiance.
Mm.
Because then Levi says, also, and he turns around to face Stella and says, I don't want you going into the basement. Mm. She's like, and he says, it's locked, so you can't get in anyway, but do you understand? It's like, well, no, but I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, not really, but I'll take your word for it, I guess.
I mean, he shouldn't have said anything, to be fair.
I agree. If you just kept your mouth shut, I think we would have been all right. So she's like, yes, but she's thinking, I wonder why. Many homes have off-limits areas, but Levi seems to be brooding about something. I love that she suddenly knows everything there is to know about Levi. She's been here like 2 hours.
I also love that when Yol said, don't come into my room, she's like, got it. But with Levi, she's like,
oh, that's a good point. Yeah, she accepted it from Yol, but she's like, why doesn't he want me going to the basement? That's weird. But yeah, off limits to one of their actual rooms. No, that makes sense. But she's thinking, no, don't make assumptions. I'm just a maid. As a maid, I'm here to serve. And as they're walking, she sees an open door to a room. And I guess her curiosity gets the best of her because she's really looking intently into that room about like, oh, I wonder what's in there. But Levi is just assuming that she's behind him because he just keeps talking. He's like, anyway, as for your bedroom. And then he turns around and she's gone.
Yeah.
She's 100% not there. And he's like, huh? Stella? And then we see her in the room that she was enamored with. And in this room are about eight sculptures of different women. And Stella's like, wow, did someone sculpt all of these?
There's also on the back wall, just a pair of hands hung up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's really weird. I never noticed that before. Or is that someone hanging above, like draping down? That's really creepy.
I don't know. But I think it looks like just hands because it looks like you can see where, you know, they've been cut off or sculpted.
It does kind of look like that. Yeah. Weird. Ugh. Hate that. But she's thinking back to when Frederick said, where's Gilbert? And then she's like, I haven't met Gilbert yet, have I? I wonder if he made these. They almost look like they're alive. Because she puts her hand up to one and like, I guess the expression on the face looks so real.
Yeah.
That she's like, wow, they look like they're alive. Which, very, very interesting observation, Stella. Keep that in mind. And then all of a sudden there's a slam in the room and it's the sound of the door closing in the room. And Stella's like, and she whips around and there's a man guarding the door, it looks like.
Mm.
And he's wearing this beautiful pinstripe vest, which I love,
yeah.
A pinstripe vest. Long, beautiful, like scarlet crimson hair, just gorgeous. And she looks a little scared, but not too scared to talk because she says, are you Gilbert? And, you know, half of his hair is covering his face. It's very Levi in that way. And he's like, oh, you know my name? And then he's like, do you like my sculptures? And he just wanders around the room, very whimsical. And she's like, the door was open. They're so lovely. And he goes up to one and strokes its cheek and says, aren't they? Everyone a beauty. And then he gets this, like, his eyes look like they're suddenly reacting to something.
To her, I think.
To Stella. Yeah. I just love the look of them. They look so cool that way. And the look in his eyes makes Stella start to shiver. And she's like, and then suddenly Gilbert's like right in front of her, almost reaching out to her, but like face to face. And he's like, oh, he's sniffing her.
And no, he says, Gilbert has painted nails as well. We love.
Oh yeah, he does. I didn't notice that either. Okay, King, pop off. So he says golden hair and then agate skin. Is that how you say
agate,
that?
Agate.
Okay. Agate skin. Captivating lavender eyes. Magnificent. You'd make for an excellent sculpture. Yeah. And she says, thank you. I need to go. And then he's like backing her against the window. And he puts his arms out on the window, sort of like trapping her within his embrace.
This window has bars on it as well.
Oh, yeah, it does have bars on it.
Not all the other windows did, but this one in this room does.
Oh, I thought that's just how the windows looked, but I think you're right. I think they do have bars on them. Interesting. And he says, irresistible scent, elegant, pulsing veins, flesh warm enough to burn anyone who touches it. Very, very nice. And he shows his teeth, but it looks like around his lips, like almost like veins start to show up.
Yeah.
Around his mouth.
He's drooling or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. It almost looks like they're like taut and, like I said, veiny. And it's so interesting looking. And he says, oh, yes, as he looks into Stella's eyes. And he's like, ah, so appetizing. And Stella's getting freaked the fuck out, as she should.
Yes.
And then she screams, no! And what I love about this is we pan to like the outside of the house where it looks like it's raining now. Love that vibe. We see Levi's reaction to the no, but also we cut to Yoel in his room writing his book. And he's like, what was that? And then we see cut to Frederick, who's laying down somewhere. And he's like, huh, what was that? But Levi's the one who's like, Stella! And he starts to run. And then we cut back to Gilbert's room. And suddenly, Stella's on the floor with Gilbert on top of her, pinning her down. And he's like, it's not my fault. It's yours. You made me this way. I'm not to blame. And she's like, what are you? She's like, what the fuck are you talking about, sir?
Yeah.
And he's like, not my fault. And she's like, let go. And then there's a close up and we see he's got some very sharp incisors for a human.
Yeah.
And he's about to bite Stella's neck, it looks like.
Can we just take a pause for a moment? So that top panel where he's, you know, got her pinned down on the ground and you can see like her boots in between his legs. Look at the back of his boots, because they look like they're laced up at the back, which I fucking love.
They do. That's such a style choice too.
Yeah.
To see them laced in the back.
Ugh. And they're like all the way up to his thigh. Oh my gosh, they're amazing.
Yeah, the fashion in this, incredible.
Yeah, just, I know, taking advantage of this poor young girl, but...
Yeah.
Let's focus on the boots. Fire.
Yeah, so then Levi bursts into the room and says, Gilbert, let her go. And he like tosses Gilbert off of her. You're right. His boots are laced in the back because we get another shot of it. That is so fucking cool. I love it.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, because we see Gilbert is flung to the floor and we see his leg flies up.
Showing us the beautiful detailing.
Yeah, showing us the beautiful detail of the backwards laced boots. Love it. And then Stella goes, Levi! And like flings into his chest as his arms wrap around her.
I love how she feels so safe with this man that she's known for 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 24 hours.
Yeah, who the fuck knows how long it's been, but not long enough for this type of shit. Because I'd be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Y'all are fucking crazy. But maybe Frederick can stay behind. But otherwise, everyone get out.
Yes, just grab my things. Frederick and I will be leaving immediately.
Exactly. Priorities. And then Levi's like, you can't go wandering off. And then it looks like they're standing up now. He's like soothed Stella enough to where she can stand on her own, but he's still comforting her. And we see Gilbert's getting to his feet, but he's like on his hands and knees. We see his hair draping out. Looks really cool. And he's like, bitch. Because, you know, whenever I say a TCH, I always think it's a bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, don't interfere, Levi. How dare you pretend not to want it? Stop acting like one of the good guys. And Levi just doesn't say anything. But Gilbert looks furious. And he's like, sooner or later, this girl. And right behind Gilbert in that panel, you can see someone standing behind Gilbert, but Gilbert has no idea. And then suddenly, we see that it's Frederick has burst into the room. And he, look at his thigh-high boots. Killing it. He takes his leg and swings it so hard at Gilbert's neck.
Yeah.
That there's a fucking snap.
He roundhouse kicks him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And snaps his neck.
To death. Yeah, snaps his fucking neck with that fucking calf, bitch. He's like, take a calf.
Oh.
So good. And Levi's just holding on to Stella, and Stella's thinking, huh? And then as Gilbert's fucking corpse tumbles to the floor, Frederick just starts smiling. Because Frederick. And he's like, come on, Gilbert, that's enough, okay? Just very nonchalant. I love it. But Stella's like, and she's thinking, what the fuck? Because we see Gilbert's just lying lifeless on the fucking floor.
Mm.
And she's thinking, that can't be his neck. And then as she's like, got her eyes glued on Gilbert, she says to Levi, Levi, his neck, his neck. And Levi says, don't worry, everything's fine. Is it? And she's thinking, don't worry. Seriously? Is he dead? Can anyone live with their neck twisted like that? And then suddenly we see Yol struts into the room as Frederick kneels down at Gilbert's head.
He just had to finish the chapter off and then he turned up.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, I'm right in the middle of like ending chapter 12. Like, I'll be there in a hot sec. And Frederick says, sorry, that must have startled you. I've taught him a lesson. He should be calm now. I've taught him a lesson by snapping his neck with my calf. And I love that Stella's just like, oh, okay. And then she's thinking, what was Gilbert trying to do to me? And then she thinks back to when he was having that veiny mouth bullshit.
Mm.
And saying, so appetizing. And she like clutches her chest and she's like thinking, what did he mean by appetizing? It's like, come on, Stella. Girl, you need to click it together.
Yeah.
Connect the dots, please. Yol goes over to Stella and Levi, and I guess Levi and Stella have bent down now because we see Yol bending down to comfort Stella, put a comforting hand on her back and says, you must have been scared, poor thing. You need to be careful. And she thinks back to when Yol said that irresistible scent of yours. And then she's like, her heart starts to race thinking about that. And then she thinks back to when Frederick said, such exquisite pale skin, so enticing. And when he said, I want a taste of you. And so she, all of this is running through her brain as she looks up and Frederick is right in front of her. And Frederick says, what's the matter? And she just puts on a smile, but she's thinking, when he said taste, that couldn't mean dot, dot, dot.
It could.
It could, bitch. It fucking could. So then she's thinking, I still hadn't noticed that my body, the ways my body was changing. So I guess a little bit of time has gone by from the whole Gilbert showdown. And I think that this is, honestly, I think this is Frederick saying this, who says, there may be more surprises like that, but I hope we'll all get along. Okay, Stella? And we see Levi looking very pensive. Yol looks very happy. And then again, that Frederick smile with his eyes closed, with his mouth open, looking so, you know, not worried at all.
Mm.
And then we end on this panel of Stella looking very confused, upset, bewildered. And she's like, she's thinking, I've been captured by the kiss of sweet poison in this jail of thorns. And we end on this shot of the beautiful manor, fucking huge, with the moon in the background, the roses and thorns surrounding the estate. And it says, chapter one, end. And that's the end of the chapter. Oh, what a glory. That was so much fun. I love Rose of Blood. All right, Marcella, what were your favorite parts? And do they all start with that?
Frederick. Just the... I love each of the... introductions to each of the individual characters, because it sets them up so perfectly. But as you know, as we know, no spoilers if you know you haven't read it, there's more to each character as the series progresses. But this is just sets the kind of like their base personalities up perfectly. It's like you I feel like you know the sort of
archetypes that they feel.
And Stella just being asking none of the right questions, but just going along with it. But I just adore her.
Yeah,
she's just so sweet and so kind of like, okay. Yeah, it's just amazing. And that introduction to Gilbert was fantastic. Those boots. Look at me being you.
Laced boots. I know. Look at you focusing on fashion.
But they were amazing. But Frederick coming in and roundhouse kicking the shit out of him, snapping his neck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the kind of, you know, response I want from a man if I'm under attack, quite frankly. I will accept nothing less. they're great. So excited. So glad we're doing this series. What about you?
I know, me too. One of my favorite parts, which I think it's a detriment to the story, but it's also like a plus as well.
Yeah.
But just how trusting Stella is of her entire surroundings.
She wakes up naked in a bed. She's like, I want a job.
Literally. Yeah, she's like, what happened to me? And they're like, oh, your carriage, we found you like this. Something happened to your carriage drivers. Yeah, welcome to the manor. Your clothes are being washed, by the way. Like, what is happening? And she's like, this was the last of my money to like go to this other job, but I guess I'm naked in this room, so can I have a job here? What? It's so shoujo.
It's shoujo, yeah.
But I fucking love it because I love that it's so nonsensical that it becomes funny. And I think that's what I love about shoujo in a way.
Yes.
That is just so ridiculous that you can't help but laugh at it, and that just adds to the charm.
Oh, I know. That's my favorite thing about it.
So definitely that. Love getting the introduction to all of the boys. Mm. They're all very different. Even though, you know, two of them seem very passive and two of them seem very aggressive. We'll say.
In different ways.
But in different ways, for sure. And yeah, I just can't wait for us to read this, because wait till we get to book 4. Oh my god, it's gonna go fucking down. I'm so excited to read more, because it gets so fleshed out.
We gotta enjoy the journey, though.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I love it all.
Yeah.
Especially, like, volume 1 is the slowest of them, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But once you get to, like, chapter 5, it really amps it up, and like it doesn't really let up after that. It's like cliffhanger. It's just like crazy.
Volume 1 really is just kind of like the setting of the scene, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, it gets so fucking good. Y'all are fucking in for a ride. This story is so great. It's such a journey. And I love it so much. And also just, Levi. I just love Levi so much. I love them all in so many different ways.
What is it about Levi? Because you're usually into your blondes, aren't you?
I am usually into my blondes.
And Levi's very sort of like black-haired, brooding, silent type.
Honestly, I think it's his evolution. Seeing like his evolution.
Which we can't talk about.
Yeah. I think that's what did it for me for Levi. Because I think taking them all at face value for the first chapter, depending on who you are, I think Levi seems the most level-headed. So you obviously lean towards Levi. Anyway,
yeah, he does seem like the sort of the safest one to pull to, and but then also
I was gonna say, I know you're biased.
I was very shoujo in my reaction to Frederick, because I was very like, oh my god, I love you, after about 3 panels. Yeah, so literally. I had that very like insta love shoujo reaction. Mm-hmm. It was very toga of me. And I don't let up in my devotions. I'm very loyal. Yeah. I'm very loyal to my men.
Very.
Once I've made my mind up.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was chapter 1 of Rosenblood. My goodness. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm glad we didn't take a break either. I'm like so glad we're in the trenches of Rosenblood now. It's so good.
Yes.
But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Sailor Manga. You can find me on the internet at JustinGray22 across Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
And you can find us both on Instagram and Twitter at Sailor Manga Pod.
And you can email us at SailorMangaPodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and review if you feel so inclined. Helps people find the show, the shoujo. And yeah, that's about it. Sorry if I'm sniffling through this. I don't know what's happening to my sinuses. They're like, you can't move your neck. You can't breathe. Like, what's I'm deteriorating at 31. It's happening. Anyway, look forward to chapter 2 next week. So we'll just say, with the blood of the rose,
we'll meet you at the close.
Oh, we love a new sign off. All right, bye guys.
Goodbye. Paul said, what did Paul say? He said, oh, your recording the other week was, he said it was like the best it's ever been. It was super clear. And that was me going, I'm sorry if I don't sound as well.
Oh, really?
But I'm using Paul's crappy mic and it's basically better. I'm like, how dare he? So it's mine now.
Perfect.
It's mine now.